everyone, and welcome to Science on the Go, brought to you by Wayne Enterprises, Innovation on the Go. In this week's show, me, Helia, and Colin will talk about our immune system, an amazing and important feature of the human body in combating unwanted invaders. Megan Himmel, a researcher at BC Children's Hospital, will help us to understand more about the basics of the human immune system.
Let's start off with a few questions about her occupation and the specialty of her research.
Megan Himmel. I work for Dr. Megan Lettings at the Child and Family Research Institute, and our lab works on T regulatory cells, specifically in autoimmunity and transplantation. And some of the fields we work on are, again, transplantation and diabetes and Crohn's disease, which is a type of inflammatory bowel disease.
The immune system in our body is responsible for our health. Therefore, scientists are constantly studying the immune system to better understand it. Our immune system fights the good fight by using cells that destroy pathogens, things that are bad for our bodies. One example of the immune cells are called neutrophils. They are very abundant type of immune cells that are able to wipe out pathogens in our body. Cool, right? When we asked Megan Himmel to describe the immune system, she described it as a leveled system.
There's two tiers of the immune system. You have the first tier, which is called the innate immune system, and that's more neutrophils and things that aren't specific to bacteria. They're just kind of a general immune response. And then you have the secondary part of the immune system, which is the adaptive immune system. Most lower level species just have an innate immune system. And they say that the innate immune system can actually take care of 95% of everything that's ever coming at you. And the fact that humans have an adaptive immune system is sort of a bonus.
Megan Himmel mentioned two levels of the immune system, the first one being involved in a general level of protection. You can think of it as the Vancouver Police Force. It protects people against most of the petty criminals. The second level is more specific. It's more like the Secret Service, like MI6, where they deal with the specific and high-ranking criminals, such as the elusive cold virus. But what controls these vigilant levels of the immune system? This responsibility falls on a set of immune cells known as T-regulatory cells, or as Megan Himmel calls them, T-regs.
Cell that basically is the policeman of the immune system. They go around and they tell the cells when to stop making immune responses, because it's great to make an immune response to bacteria or viruses, but in the end you need to be able to stop that. And so that's what T-regs do.
It was found that T-regs not only suppress the immune system, but are also involved in general inflammation response. An inflammation response occurs when a foreign substance enters the body. The immune cells, such as neutrophils, come to the site of inflammation and destroy the pathogens. The mechanism of the cooperation of the T-regs and neutrophils is not fully understood, and clinical studies are being done at the moment. In order to better take care of ourselves, it is important to have the basic understanding of the immune system's mechanism.
Unfortunately, our program is coming to an end. If you want to learn about Megan Himmel's research on T-regs, watch the video segment of our program. Thank you for tuning in to Science on the Go, and have a wonderful day.